If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And Peggy is shot, the ground down, bailed. He gets the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, does he throw?
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, May 20th, currently 11:46 on the East Coast, here to discuss some Game 2 player props in the Western Conference Final tonight between the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And joining me, as usual, to break it down on Fridays, my main man on the East Coast, Will Rivera. Will, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, last time we spoke, we were going into some of these conference finals, and you got blowouts here, man. You got blowouts. You got three blowouts. The closest game was game one, where you had Boston only losing by 11 points at Miami. But that was without Smart and Horford, which was still pretty good, you know, considering what we saw last night. At a Smart, he was, what, one rebound away from having a trip dub?
Yep.
But yeah, man, it's just been straight blowouts. So the star players for each team has showed up. But after that, it is slim pickings after that, man.
Yeah, man, I think I saw something this morning on Twitter, and I think the last 11 playoff games or something like that have been absolute blowouts. And it's, I think the closest one was like an 11 point victory by the Miami Heat over the Sixers, or it might have vice versa. But yeah, man, it's it hasn't been fun so far in the NBA playoffs, but I don't even know where to start. Like, let's start with the game last night. You know, with Boston here and the player performances that we were just talking about offline. They kind of want, you know, concentrate on the Miami side here. And you know, we know the offensive weapons that the Boston Celtics have, and you know, we talked about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Like, those two guys are pretty much going to carry you into the playoffs and into the NBA finals if they do get there. Those are two consistent scores that this Boston team has. And then you also have the options of Marcus Smart. Like we were talking offline, you mentioned that he was a rebound away from getting a triple-double. And that's another weapon to have, right? And then Al Horford has been pretty good as well. I mean, he's more there for defensive purposes, but he's a guy that can also go out and get you, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 points if he so chooses, if you need him to. I mean, we saw him have like a 30-point game, but I think the more concern is on the Miami side here, Will. Well, it's like it's Jimmy Butler. And then after that, like, we don't know who that next guy is going to be for them.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. And we did talk about this offline. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Bam Adebayo's stat line. He had 6 points, 9 rebounds and 2 assists. You know, I mean, you can't get that production from an all-star player on your team, which is supposed to be your second best player on the team. That just can't happen. You know, in 28 minutes, you have to be able to put, I mean, at least 10 points, man, at least, right? Yeah. He should be a walking double-double every single game. I understand that Boston, you know, has Horford back and Williams was there as well. But I mean, still, you got to be able to dominate, man, and give your team a little bit more. Your second best player or the one that put up the most points after that shouldn't be Vincent. So they gotta make some changes, man. Cole Spoelstra has, you know, he did a good job in game one. Going into halftime, they were down pretty considerably.
Yeah.
They were down in the first half, and then they came out and they turned around and they turned around the game and ended up winning. But at the same time, remember that was without Marcus Smart and Horford. So, yeah. you know, now they they're headed to Boston. So it's going to be something where you got to see if they're going to be able to even steal a game up there. I just think that with all these guys, because, you know, even Tatum had a great night last night, but he had a good night. It was 27 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Obviously the player of the whole entire game was Marcus Smart. So even the fact that Jason Tatum didn't even play to the level that he's capable of playing, because I thought he was going to put up 30 plus points last night.
Yeah,
you know, but then again, he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. He only played 31 minutes, and Marcus Smart was out there playing 40 minutes, and followed by Jaylen Brown, which also had a good game. So just imagine if Jason Tatum stayed on the floor. You know, it could have been much worse at the end. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, and like you mentioned, I mean, the starters for Boston Celtics, it's like for Marcus Smart didn't play a whole lot of minutes, and Jason Tatum didn't have to be that guy last night where he had to put up 20 to 23 points for this team to win. He was still efficient from the floor. He was 8 of 13 overall, 4 of 6 from three-point land. But again, Marcus Smart, like you mentioned, had a big night. And again, give Jaylen Brown a lot of credit, too, for what he's been able to do in games 1 and 2 for this team. You know, Miami side, Jimmy Butler with another big game for them, 29.6 rebounds and 3 assists, did end up with 1 steal. But after that, it's really been, you know, I think the concern is that you have to have Bam have a better game. Like, he has to put up 15 to 17 points a night. He did have 9 rebounds last night, but they need him to score the basketball. And again, when you're only getting 14 points from Gabe Vincent as the second leading scorer in that starting lineup, I think that's a bit of a concern. And then again, we know Tyler Hero had a great postseason when these two teams did match up in the Eastern Conference Finals in the bubble. You know, Tyler Hero was getting whatever he wanted. And I think that, you know, you and I were talking offline, is that probably Victor Oladipo needs to get some more playing time, because he's a guy that can create offense and he can knock down shots as well. So, you know, he only played 26 minutes last night. I think a lot of that was in the garbage time where he did finish up with 14 points. But I think there's another guy that's a great two-way player for them. And, you know, offensively, you need to take some of that pressure off of Jimmy Butler, because if he does have an off night, it's going to be really bad for the Miami Heat. So, but do you see anything else from this Miami side that kind of stands out for me from a player performance, Will?
Now, I'm on board with what you said. I mean, Oladipo, I think they got to make that switch in the starting lineup. They got to take Max Strus out, have him come off the bench and put Oladipo in there. Again, he, like you said, he did score 14 points in 26 minutes. And yeah, he was getting to the line, man. He went to the free throw line 10 times, knocked down nine of them. So, you know, I think, again, they need to do something, because last night it was pretty much over right before halftime.
Yeah, man. So game 3 will go off on Saturday, I believe, in Boston, between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. But we're here to discuss our player props for game 2 in the Western Conference Finals between Dallas and Golden State Warriors. Before we do that, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and we will dive into those player props for game 2. We're brought to you by WinBet. Make sure to get down on Win's $50 Win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, a WinBet casino is offering 100 deposit bonus up to $1,000. And also, win a golf trip to Win in Las Vegas for the PGA Championship if you bet $100 or more on golf this week, and be entered to win a golf trip to Win Las Vegas for a golf trip. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in a state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. It's a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now, you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over or under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like, pick over or under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then, choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest
and we can play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can play and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download now on their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile device, join our listeners group as well on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your deposit, your first deposit, up to $100. That's right, join our squad and get 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP by using promo code SGPNBA. So go to sleeper.com/SGPNBA to get your first match up to $100 for your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, coming off of the break here, let's get into our player props. Will, I'm going to give you the floor first, my man. Player prop number one for the game tonight between the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors.
Got to go with Reggie Bullock, man. Got to go with Reggie Bullock over 9.5 points. Those guys... Luka was finding these guys and they were missing wide open shots. And that's not something that's, you see out of them. Even though he finished with 12 points in 35 minutes in game one, he went 4 for 12 for the field goal. And he had 10 3-point attempts and he only knocked down 3. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to be a much better effort tonight by him. And I could see him finish with like 15 plus points, and they need him to finish in like 15 plus points in order to have a chance. I mean, because Luka can't do it all himself in order to have a chance. And unfortunately, this is a reminiscent of the series before this one with Phoenix, where they pretty much just had two awful games away, and then they got it together once they came at home. So I'm hoping that they'll be able to make some changes, make some adjustments. You know, Jason Kidd obviously is used to being in big games, so I'm hoping that he could go ahead and make some adjustments and they could go ahead and try to steal one tonight in Golden State.
Yeah, I think that this is not new territory for Dallas. I mean, they lost each of the first games in every single series so far, right? They lost to Utah on their home floor in game one. They lost game one in Phoenix in round two, and then they lost game one here to Golden State. So, they're not worried about it, right? We've seen it where they've been in deficits before and they've came back and won. And it's really been led by Luka. But if you kind of go back to game one and we kind of look at the box score, especially from the Mavericks side, they got up 48 3-point shots in that game, Will, and they only knocked down 11. And, they were coming off of this game seven victory over the Phoenix Suns in round two. Maybe some tired legs, or maybe they're still kind of feeling themselves about that victory, or, you know, maybe it was just a bad shooting night. That's what the box score is really telling me, because they only shot overall 36% from the floor and 23% from the 3-point line. So I think they'll be able to knock down some shots today. And just kind of going off of what you just said over the points on Reggie Bullock, I'm taking over 2.5 3-point shots for him tonight in game two. And I think that's kind of correlated, right? Because 10 of his, he did hit 3 in game one for the Dallas Mavericks, and he had 12 shots overall from the floor. And 10 of those 12, obviously, like I said, just came from the 3-point line, but he's really been consistent for them in this postseason. And kind of go back all the way to round one against the Utah Jazz, Will. He hit at least 3 3-pointers in 5 out of those 6 games against the Utah Jazz. Fast forward to round two. He did struggle a little bit more there. He did have 3 games in those 7 games where he knocked down at least 4. We know Phoenix is a much better defense than Utah. There's no question about that. And then fast forward to game one where he was able to knock down 3 on 10 attempts. So for me, for Reggie, and I think that, you know, you agree with this because you are taking his points total over that. Number one, that he's going to get the shot volume from beyond the arc. And he's also getting the minutes, right? So I think that, you know, in game one, he played 36 minutes, even though it was a blowout. And we talk about the second round, the conference semifinals against Phoenix. He averaged 36.7 minutes per game in that contest. So when the shot volume is there and the minutes are being played, I think that at plus money, especially for me to get over 2.5 3-point shots made. And I think we're both in agreement that we'll see Dallas knock down their 3-point shots tonight, Will.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, they took a large volume of them last game, so I don't think that's gonna I don't think that's gonna stop. I mean, you know, shooters shoot. So
yeah.
The unfortunate thing with this team is that there's no middle ground. So they either play very, very well or they play very, very bad. So I think that this is gonna be you know, a situation where they turn it around, and that performance is not repeated tonight, because putting up 87 points in a game, especially in the playoffs and the Western Conference Finals, is not going to get it done.
Yeah, you're right, especially in today's NBA, like 87 points is not going to get it done, right? So I think that they're gonna have to knock down their shots here tonight in game two, so definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, me and Will here agreeing on in the correlation of that, in some way Reggie Bullock should have a good game for the Dallas Mavericks here tonight. All right, well, let's get over to your second player prop, man. What do you got?
I like Andrew Wiggins over 5.5 rebounds. I mean, this guy right here, he was able to do some things the last game, not only offensively, but also defensively. He ended with 5 rebounds, but I think, you know, if you're looking at his production throughout the playoffs, mm-hmm. he's been able to get on the boards. I think that number, he was always doing about, I think, 5 or 6 rebounds plus when Draymond Green was out.
Yeah.
Now that Draymond Green is back in, he's not as consistent with that, but I just think that he does get on the boards on the offensive and defensive side. So I like where his number's at right now at 5.5, and I'm going to go over that number for tonight.
Yeah, I think there's been 2 or 3 instances where he hasn't gotten over this projection, and I've been in those situations twice. So maybe it's me. Maybe I'm going to lay off of this one tonight here, and I'll let you get the victory on this one. But yeah, you're right, man. I backed this in game one. He only got it. He only finished with 5. Maybe if it was a closer game, he would have been able to get that 6. But I think there's no reason not to be back on this player prop here tonight. But he's averaging, 6.8 rebounds per game here in the postseason. I think there's still value for him to get over this projection at over 5.5. Against the Dallas Mavericks. So I do like that one as well. I'm going to say on the Golden State side, and I've really been looking at these turnover props as of late. It took Draymond last game. That didn't cash for me, but I think I'm going to go back to the well. But I'm going to look at a different player here, and that's going to be Klay Thompson, over 1.5 turnovers here tonight for the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, overall as a team, Will, this team turns the ball over at a very, very high rate. I think they're averaging close to 16 turnovers per game in the postseason, which is the most amongst the 4 teams that are left. And they, even when it was a full 16 teams in the postseason, they were still the fourth highest team turning the ball over at a very, very high rate. And, you know, turnovers are going to come in this offense because it's the style of play that they have, right? They like to push the pace at times, try to get the ball down the floor to players. And maybe sometimes those errant passes go over the player's head and out of bounds, or there's a deflection and things like that happen. But you know, Klay Thompson, he's kind of been struggling this postseason protecting the basketball for the Warriors. He's committed at least 2 turnovers in 5 straight postseason games so far. And since the start of round 2, he's averaging right at 2 turnovers per game for the Golden State Warriors. And like I mentioned, it's really the pace of play and the type of offense that they do run with the cuts and the back cuts and things like that, where, you know, a bad pass can get out of bounds, or a team can get the opposing team can get a deflection or a hand on the pass, which creates a turnover. So I'm going to stay with this. I think at plus money, I do like it here at plus 105. I'm going to take Klay Thompson to get at least 2 turnovers here tonight, Will.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, man. I was actually looking at some numbers over there on the defensive end, the turnover side, just to try to switch it up a little bit. But I do like that turnover game there. Jordan Poole, man. Jordan Poole is a player that's been kind of like inconsistent. I think that mm-hmm. they're going to, you know, need something from him as well this game. And they need to get the ball out of Klay Thompson's hand, man. He just needs to spot up and shoot. But when he has the ball in his hand, like you said, he's more prone to turn the ball over.
Yeah, I think he had a better second half in that game for the Golden State Warriors in game one. I just want to see Klay Thompson. You know, I'm rooting for him, man, especially coming off the injuries that he did suffer. I mean, those are probably the 2 worst injuries a basketball player or any athlete can have in professional sports, coming off a torn ACL and a torn Achilles. But no, I know he's good at home. I know on their home floor, he's good. I want to see that translate on the road for Klay Thompson, where he has struggled a little bit. But Yeah, you're right, man. All right, let's get over to your third player prop here. Will, what do you got?
All right, so listen, before these both these series started, I put this on, I tweeted this out. I got Luka points, rebounds, and assists over whatever the number was. I didn't care. And he didn't hit in game one, but I'm rolling for the rest of the series. So I saved the best for last. I got Luka over 49.5 points, rebounds, and assists. You know, the guy ended, he had about like 24 combined points, rebounds, and assists at halftime last game. I thought it was going to finish better than it did. But obviously he was just dishing out the ball and looking for his teammates. So I think that this game is going to have to be a little bit more, he's going to have to be a little bit more aggressive and command the ball and go inside and get buckets whichever way that he can. So I like where the number's at 49.5. And like I said, I mean, I'm just rolling with him for the rest of the series.
Yeah, I mean, this offense is really predicated on Luka. Like, the offense is Luka, right? He's your primary ball handler. He's your primary scorer. He's your best player. He's a superstar in the league. And, you know, we've seen performances so far in this series, or sorry, in the postseason, where he's gone out and scored. In game one, he had 45 points against the Phoenix Suns, right? We've seen plays in games where he had 35 points. We've seen where he's had double-digit rebounds in games 5, 6, and 7 against the Phoenix Suns, even going all the way back against the Utah Jazz. I don't know, he missed the first three games, but even then he had a performances of 33-30. He dropped, and again, in that series against Utah, 9 rebounds, 13 rebounds, 10 rebounds. So we know that he can do it all. Even during the regular season, when we talk about Luka, this is a player that can walk into any gym or any arena and drop a triple-double at will without any effort. So I think he's going to have a big game here tonight. I think the one vote of confidence that you do also have, Will, is I'm not sure if you caught it, but as they were kind of walking off the floor after game one and they lost, Luka kind of had this smirk on his face like, okay, you know, I'll be back for game two. So I think that he's, yeah, you're right. I think he's going to have a big game here tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if he does drop a triple-double here tonight, but I won't be surprised if he does finish up with, you know, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 7 dimes, 10 dimes. I mean, you know, he's just that type of player. So good luck with that one, Will. For my last one, there's a player that you talked about earlier, and I'm going to go with his points prop, and that's going to be Andrew Wiggins over, I think, let me see the updated number. I got this at 15.5 last night, but let me just double check it still. It's at 16.5 now. I don't hate that number. Either it is at plus money as well at plus 105, but you know, game one, Andrew Wiggins was probably, I think if you really watch that game, he was probably the best player on the floor for the Warriors. I know Steph Curry did his thing. I know Klay Thompson did his thing as well. But I think if you take a look at what Andrew Wiggins did, both offensively and defensively for the Golden State Warriors, he was really the key to that victory. And he did his best on Luka and tried to limit those guys on the offensive side of the basketball. But he did have 19 points in game one for the Warriors, and he scored at least 16 points in 6 out of the last 7 postseason games for the Warriors. So definitely shop around on your books. If you have multiple outs, try to find the best number. I did lock this up at 15.5, but I don't hate it at 16.5 either. But there's going to be an effort from the Dallas Mavericks throughout this series to do their best to slow down Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, right? And kind of limit those 3-point shots. And I think the X factor, when we were previewing the Western Conference final, I said that Andrew Wiggins on both offense and defense is going to have to be that guy for them, because he, number one, he is their best defensive player and the guy that they're going to put in front of Luka and try to make his life miserable and make it a challenge for him. I mean, we know that in this league, I don't think there's anybody that can really slow down Luka, and he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. But even during the regular season, the 4 matchups that they did have between Dallas and Golden State, Wiggins scored 16 or more points in 3 out of those 4 matchups. And like I said, with the attention that the Dallas defense is going to put on Klay Thompson and Steph Curry to kind of slow those guys down, I think that's where Andrew Wiggins really has to step up and knock down those open shots like he has been from the corner 3-point line, and also have the opportunity to attack the basket and finish around the basket. And this is a player that can also get to the free throw line and knock down free throws as well. So again, if Andrew Wiggins has a great series, I think that the Golden State Warriors have a great chance of advancing to the NBA Finals. So I'm going to continue riding with Andrew Wiggins. I got it at 15.5 last night, but I do like it at 16.5 as well. Don't be surprised if you do see Andrew Wiggins score another 19 to 20 points here tonight between these two teams in game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, Will.
Yeah, I love that, man. Listen, game one, he finished with 19 points in 35 minutes. And, you know, you're talking about free throws. He got to the line two times, but he went 0 for 2. So just imagine if he would have made those two free throws. And again, I mean, when you watch him play, he does a good job of not only staying in the perimeter, but going inside and getting to the foul line. So even if he goes to the line, let's say another two or three times and he hits, you know, a couple of those, then he's going to definitely be well over that, that 15 and a half mark. So I could definitely see him going for 20 plus tonight. Like I said, I love his stat line in rebounding and the points tonight. And we know he's going to get the minutes. So he played the actually the most minutes in game one, even though it was a blowout, but he played 35 minutes. And the person that had the player that had the second most was Klay Thompson at 34. So he's going to be out there. I think it's going to be much closer. So I don't think it's going to be a game where they're going to go be able to have him on the bench for a long period of time.
Yeah, hopefully this is a closer, more competitive game here tonight than what we've been seeing. I know we talked about there's been a lot of blowouts so far in the postseason. So hopefully here on Friday night we get a better game to watch. But yeah, man, I do like all the player props that we just kind of laid out here. All right, well, let's take one last break here, my man. We'll come back, we'll identify some best bets, and then we'll have some final thoughts and we'll wrap up the show.
We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right, without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IP Vanish online on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, your tablets, your phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IP Vanish. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off the yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com and use promotional code SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP.
All right, coming off of the break, let's get into our best bets for tonight. Will, I'm going to give you the floor first, my man. Your best bet for tonight.
So I was holding out on the look from Luka, you know, because we know what happened when we saw that look in Phoenix, and then, you know, that just changed the whole trajectory of that series. And Phoenix is home right now, watching the Western Conference Finals, and Dallas was able to advance. So that was reminiscent. As soon as I saw that look, I was like, okay, it's game time. And Luka knows what he has to do. And listen, he's a player, you know, in game one that he tried to get his teammates involved. They didn't come through for him. So I think now, you know, he knows what he needs to do. And again, I think that Jason Kidd was probably in his ear, like, hey, you got to take over. You got to go ahead and, you know, take those shots, especially when you're going to the lane. Just go ahead and finish as opposed to trying to dish it off to those players. Again, I think that he may get a triple double tonight, but I think he's definitely going to have to score. He's definitely going to have to score 30 plus tonight in order for them to have a chance of winning. So I like Luka points, rebounds, and assists over 49 and a half.
All right. Yeah, I think that you're going to have a big game here from Luka here tonight if they want to get this victory and tie up the series at one game apiece heading back to Dallas for games 3 and 4. So pivotal game tonight, actually for both squads, really. So good luck with that one, man. I'm expecting a big night from Luka. For my best bet, I'm going to go with the Reggie Bullock one at over 2.5 3-point shots made. And we talked about how I think that we'll see some positive shooting regression from the Dallas Mavericks here tonight. Again, like we mentioned, they put up 48 3-point shots and they only knocked down 11. I think that, you know, tonight will be a opportunity where they actually do knock down their shots. And like I said, Bullock's been pretty consistent throughout this postseason about knocking down his 3-point shots. As I mentioned in game one, he got up 10 attempts and knocked down 3 of them. So I think that that's going to continue here tonight for Bullock to knock down those corner shots like he has been throughout this postseason to help the scoring for the Dallas Mavericks. So I'm going to go best bet Reggie Bullock over 2.5 3-point shots made for tonight in game two in the Western Conference Finals. Will, that's going to do it, my man. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we get out of here, brother?
You know, before we started recording, I was telling you that I like the over for tonight's game. It's at 214. So I like where it's at. Again, Dallas can't score 87 points and expect to win. Yeah. So they're going to have to match Golden State on the offensive side. And I like this game to go over the 214 mark.
Yeah, Golden State's just a different animal at home, right? Especially scoring-wise. I think they're averaging close to, 110 points per game. So, you know, obviously we talk about this a lot, is that role players are just a little bit more comfortable at home in their home building where they play, you know, 41 games during the regular season and then obviously in the postseason as well. So, and you know, Dallas is fully capable of knocking down their 3-point shots. We saw what they did in game 7 against the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix, right? So I think they'll bounce back here tonight. I think we'll see some positive shooting regression from the Dallas Mavericks, kind of, you know, like Boston did last night against Miami. I'm not saying maybe at that volume, but again, when you're getting up 48 3-point shots in the game, let's say they put up another 45, 48 tonight, I think you have to knock down at least 15, 16 of those if you want to win this game here tonight. So, I'm leaning towards the over as well in this game. So definitely keep an eye on the market. If that number moves, you probably want to jump on that as soon as you can. That's going to do it for the PropCast this week. A lot of great shows this week. We had a lot of great player props. We did some NFL player props as well. So if you haven't gotten a chance already, check out the NFL rookie wide receivers yardage total props that we did with myself, Dan, and Rod. It was a lot of fun breaking those down. We did about 7 wide receivers. And again, check out the NBA gambling podcast today as well before you put in your bets. We've been doing pretty well throughout the season, also in the postseason. So definitely check out those pods. Will, let the people know where they can find you, my man.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter at @biasedopinions_, as well as contributing for SGPN. So just check me out there and definitely hit me up on Twitter.
Yep. There we go. Follow me on Twitter at @sportsnerd824. Good luck with your bets today and through the weekend. Let's break these books off and let it ride.